This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Aw yeah. New music. Hey everybody, I'm Jim Z, your host for Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Let's find out what's going on before we get into this cool interview that's coming up that I think you're really going to like. Well, first of all, in the world of Doc Dogs, yes, there are events this weekend. And there's events next weekend, but that's the big one, and we'll talk about that in just a second. The big ones this weekend here, it's a Rural Hill Sheepdog Trial, and also the Ottawa Pet Expo. Also, it looks like SoCal Doc Dogs is having an open doc practice, and they're going to get in their last practices there before Worlds. Forgive me, I'm still getting used to the new Doc Dogs calendar. It doesn't quite lay out the information like I used to have to identify the clubs and specific locations, but at least I've gotten this far. We're all learning, right? And then next weekend, of course, it is the Doc Dogs World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa. That starts on Wednesday the 13th and runs through the whole weekend. And also, there's an event, the 2014 Easton Waterfall Festival, that runs Friday, November 14th through the 16th. Even if you're not going to Worlds, there's something for you. But this episode is going to be about Worlds, and it's kind of cool. I'll get to that in a second, but first I want to call out the Rockstar Clubs. By the way, how do you like the new music? Is it cool? I think it's pretty cool anyway. Got me going for this episode here. The Rockstar Clubs are the Doc Dogs affiliate clubs, and there's like 30-something of them now all over the world, that copy over Radio Doc Dogs from the Doc Dogs Facebook page to their own club's Facebook page. You have to be an administrator to do that, and all I do is I go to the Doc Dogs Facebook page, and I see who shared it, and there's the list. If you're not in the list, you didn't share it, or you didn't share it the right way. But the Rockstar Clubs this week are SoCal Doc Dogs, Arizona Doc Dogs, Chesapeake Doc Dogs, Doc Dogs Canada, Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs, and Carolina Doc Dogs. Thank you so much, clubs, for sharing Radio Doc Dogs. And I'm actually surprised more didn't, because there was a lot of good information in the last episode, just like there is in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs about Worlds. So, kind of important. You might want to double-check that. If your club's not sharing the episode down, you might want to talk to your administrators there for your Facebook page for your club. Also, a couple of quick notes. Bark Foundation, it looks like they're looking for some help for the Monte Carlo night. You can check it out on Facebook or go online. There's all kinds of ways to contact them. I didn't even get a chance to look up the details, and I apologize. But it looks like they're looking for some assistance at the World Championships. And the Bark Foundation, of course, you know, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know already. For those that listen to this show or are involved in Doc Dogs, it's a great, wonderful fun. Helps our own. So if you can help out, or you think you can, or you know someone who might be able to, please contact the Bark Foundation. Tina McLaughlin, she'd be happy to accept your comments and help for sure. I want to tell you about the Dublin dog collars my dogs are wearing. You're going to see them at Worlds. Yes, they will be sporting them on the dock, and that's cool. You know, they look like the day I got them, so come check them out. I'll show them to you. We'll pull them off. We'll do the sniff test. They don't stink. My dog might stink a little bit. The collar's the only thing that's going to smell good. I don't know how. It depends on how many stinky dogs are in those pools, huh? I also see Zooks is running a contest. It looks like a photo contest, so that's pretty cool. You know, you can submit some photographs, and it looks like you can win some Doc Dogs credits and Zooks goodies. That's pretty cool. So check that out on the Doc Dogs Facebook page. I think that's where I saw it listed. Again, didn't have time to find the details. I apologize for that. And also, just one last reminder, the voting for the Golden Paw Awards ends on the 7th. So only a couple days left. Make sure you get your votes in if you haven't. And if you still need help getting into that new website, logging in, contact Doc Dogs. Or, you know, try to get a hold of me. I'll see if I can help you too. Not a problem. Okay, this episode of Radio Doc Dogs is pretty cool. This is the first time we ever did anything really like this. It really was kind of, it wasn't last second, but it wasn't planned. It had no planning whatsoever. And sometimes the best things can come out of that. So, sat down here in the Radio Doc Dog studio, had my wife Jennifer, who's you know, always with me and always a great help, had Grant Reeves, president and CEO of Doc Dogs, and Brian King from Doc Dogs, who's been working feverishly on everything from Worlds to the new website and registration systems and everything. So had all four of us in the same room, and we just started talking about our excitement, how excited we are about Worlds and all the cool new things that are coming up in Doc Dogs, some of the rules committee things that were discussed. Before I take you there, let's hear a message from Zooks.
Dogs delight in being active. and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey, it's Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z, and I'm sitting here with BK from Doc Dogs Worldwide. Hey, BK, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
And Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs.
How'd you get me in the room with him at the same time? That is crazy, okay? Hello, Doc Dogs Land.
And the most important person in the room here is my wife, Jennifer.
Hey, everybody.
This is kind of like happy hour for Before Worlds, right?
Well, it is. What we're doing here is this is kind of like the last episode Before Worlds. Feels like the last episode of the year, but it's not. Officially, it's almost like the first episode of the new Doc Dog season, right?
Well, it's the last. Yeah, it's like Worlds. It's the last and the first, and you won't hear from me again until the new year, right?
We'll see about that.
I'm tired of hearing from me.
But we wanted to talk one last time while we had this chance. Some people might even be listening on the road while they're driving on the way to Worlds, and recap all of the fun things that are going to be happening besides the Worlds Championships, with which all of you that are driving on your way right now or will be packing or whatever you're doing listening to this show, congratulations on your invitation. You're going to the Doc Dogs World Championships. Holy smokes.
Hey, Jim, the official number is 410 invites accepted for World Champions through all divisions, including the new Iron Dog division.
Wow, that is awesome. And, you know, the thing that blows me away is not only is this all happening and it's all being coordinated right now, too, there's a new website out.
Thank you to BK.
Yes, thank you, BK. And I know
quit talking so much, BK. You're taking up too much mic time.
I know he's had some struggles with some folks and, trying to get things straight and a few glitches here and there, but that's what happens when you have new websites up.
All right, I don't defend people a lot, all right, but if you can't read the instructions and you type a space, which we should have put something up said don't type a space, those people all got talked to and they all understand, but it's fixed, so he did his job.
Yeah, no, and that's fantastic. And you did have instructions up after a while, and people still didn't read them. So, and then there are the few, like I said last week, that just they don't know how to work a computer, but that's okay. Those are very few and limited in the Doc Dogs world, fortunately.
That's like me calling him in, BK, I can't make this work, so he has to come into my office. So it's the same, except they have to call him from home or email him. And he spends a lot of time, let's call it computer training people over the phone or through the internet.
Well, and that's good. That's part of the support that Doc Dogs, you know, things you don't even think about that are needed for the competitors and people out there online. BK, what do you really like about this new website? Tell us a little bit about some of the cool features. I mean, we covered a lot of them, but what else do you like? Is there something you like that helps your job, makes your job better?
I think what makes my job better is just being really excited about the product that we have and the product that's yet to come. With continuous development for both DocDogs.com and then the My DocDogs dashboard and DocDogsEvents.com for the new registration platform.
So you're saying it kind of leads to even future improvements and bigger advantages. It's a good platform to start from. That's excellent. That is fantastic.
What people need to know, Jim, is basically we turned him loose on this. I mean, this is our fourth, since I've been involved, our fourth generation website. And he had carte blanche on the design and the functionality and the bells and whistles that you see in it. And there's a lot more to come that still haven't come. Between now and the new year, a lot of things will be tweaked on the website and the My Doc Dogs and the new software. But there's also a lot of bells and whistles that are there but aren't really either turned on or being utilized to the maximum potential. So you're going to see a lot of stuff evolve right up to and including the new year. But then as we roll into first quarter and we get busy, he's showed me some stuff behind the scenes that I think people are going to be pretty impressed with as well.
Well, that's cool. And I know you're still getting feedback from a lot of the people out there. And some of it's good stuff, you know. Hopefully nobody's chewing your ears off too much. But, you know, the constructive criticism or feedback.
Where have I heard that before?
Can always be useful. beyond that, I mean, Worlds and the dogs, going back to that. Well, there's the gala. And there's Casino, the Monte Carlo night with the Bark Foundation. That's all coming up.
Jen made apple pie.
2 gallons. Meet me in the lobby.
Holiday Inn is about to, by the way, just so you know, statistically, you know me, I'm a person for numbers. 164 rooms of the 180 available. And those other rooms, those other 26 rooms, are permanent tenants. So we're moving in and we're taking over for the week. It's going to be crazy at the Holiday Inn.
That is awesome. I wonder if that old guy is going to be in there wanting his chair again in the lobby. Remember that guy?
I do.
We were all afraid of him. We were like, he'd come down and he would stand there and stare at you until you got out of his chair.
I'm excited. I mean, a lot's happening at the Holiday Inn, but even though, you know, we've got the Best Western, Days Inn, there's another one there, I think Super 8 or something, but
yeah.
Everybody will congregate downtown, and, I mean, again, they roll out the red carpet for us, so...
They do.
I'm excited about it. I think... The one thing I will say, and I was actually on the phone on the way up here, people don't know why we're here, they think we live at your house, but we're here getting ready for the gala and doing all the video segments, which are really cool. It's a true walk through the history of Doc Dogs for 15 years, so I'm excited about that. But on the way here, I was talking to Vicky, and she made a comment to me. You know, a lot of people that are new to the sport, coming to Worlds for the first time, don't know how important it is to attend the gala, because it's like no other experience you're going to have. If you don't go, you're going to be going, I wish I did. And I told Vicky, yep. I said, people need to talk more about it, because they're not going to believe me. I want people to come because I'm there spending all this time and effort getting it all ready. But if you're nominated for an award, if you're receiving an award, or you know somebody's there, you want to be a part of it. You want to share in that. And, hey, who gets dressed up in Doc Dogs all but once a year? We got to do it. It's awesome.
Well, and it's you know, every competitor's different, and there's those that have been there, done that, and they still get so excited about it every year. And that's great. I love feeding off of that. And then there's those that have never been there. They wanted to go to Worlds last year or something like that. I was commenting to you while we were looking through some videos. We were looking at the handlers meeting, the initial big meeting from Stillwater 2009 Worlds. And I told you, I said, I was so stoked just to be there. Oh, we're just under a tent in a field, you know, and it's just the meeting before all the big stuff goes on. And it was like, I felt like I didn't even belong there. I was so excited to be at Worlds. And that's the feeling that I hope a lot of these new people are really getting, because it is genuinely that kind of atmosphere that you should be excited about.
Well, without giving away the farm, and BK, you can attest to this, and you can probably give me caca if I'm giving too much, but this year's Worlds truly is about celebrating 15 years of tradition and innovation. So what I'll say is, you're going to see, as like a wedding, something old, something borrowed, because we're borrowing a lot of equipment this year to make it happen, and definitely something new and true or blue. And I won't say anything more than that.
I don't know what's going to be blue.
The Doc Dogs logo?
The water.
Yeah. I think people are going to be pretty
not
impressed.
On Sunday.
Actually, I keep it blue all week long. The dye doesn't... It gets on your hands, that's all. No, I'm kidding.
There's going to be great photographs taken there. The whole photo team by Tom Feist. That's something I'm looking forward to seeing all their work, too.
Photos by Feist, that guy's...
Proof Booth.
He's rocking it, yeah. Isn't he? I mean, yeah, didn't you tell me he has all kinds of bookings and stuff? He's got a full-on studio he's trailering down for... It's cool.
That is awesome, yes.
And November 7th is the last day to buy your booth books, so make sure you check out theproofbooth.com if you haven't pre-purchased yet.
Good point. That's only a couple days away, yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, you're like cramming videos, right? That we're going to be having on TVs or screens in the lobby that are going to show all the history of Doc Dogs on just replaying all weekend long?
That's on my list.
If we get it done, can we hold you to that? I mean, this is Radio Doc Dogs. This is live international.
We'll have something one way or another. We'll have something. I think that'll be neat. I'd be interested to see where a TV or two are set, and how many people start walking by and then stop, and they're like, oh, wait, I remember, or, you know, that was me, or...
I remember last year, on the Saturday, during the day, and I think it was even the year before, on the Saturday night, you couldn't move in the lobby, and most of the day, so if we put these big screens, which I'm working on getting right now, they're going to be going on a nonstop basis, so we'll just let them roll all weekend long, but we'll save the good video for the gala, which is going to be very cool.
Well, yeah, and that, you know, that's always one of the things about the gala. We've never said this officially, and sometimes you see stuff released, but really, the gala is the only place to see some of these videos, or at least in their original configuration. Some of them get a little retagged and put out later for promotion, but when you really think about it, you know, they really don't get distributed after that. So if you're not there, you didn't see it, you missed it, you might have missed yourself in a video.
I'm torn. I don't know. You know, you can see dogs jump off a dock all the time, and I got to be honest with you. I love watching the high-flying, crazy, high-energy activity, but I like seeing stuff of behind the scenes and after fact and
yeah, the people.
Some of the crazy moves that some of these old timers have, and you know, there's you get people add liquid courage, you know, you get some pretty good video, and we don't air a lot of that, but maybe now this is a time to put some of that out there.
Yeah.
I mean at the Worlds, not on YouTube or anything.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly the case. And you know, some of the even recent World memories, one of the other things we're commenting about, that's one thing, folks, if you haven't been to Worlds, you're definitely coming back with some memories, I can tell you that. And depending on what you were doing and where you were at and what you saw, it could be from the gala, could be from the Monte Carlo night, or it could have just been hanging out with friends. We were talking about someone we know and a parental in the bar and...
We're not allowed to talk about old people getting other old people's phone numbers for after the fact, okay? So, you know who you are. That's all I'm going to say.
It's fun stuff. They're funny stories. Sending people, you know, you're going to have to go get your mom.
And we're not allowed to talk about Jello shots in the lobby of the Holiday Inn.
Right, that never happens.
What happens at Worlds stays at Worlds. We're not allowed to talk about, you know, how there's a secret tunnel to get from the Holiday Inn to the inside of the arena.
That's true. We never talk about it.
There's a secret tunnel. Only people that go to Worlds are supposed to know about that tunnel.
And we never use it because the weather's held out so great.
Yeah. We're not talking about the Saturday night feature. We can't tell anybody about the, you know, how the Iron Dog Spartans this year. And this is to clarify for an individual friend of mine who I take personal pride in making sure I set the facts straight. I actually spoke to the casting director of AGT, America's Got Talent, myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, really, why are you interested in Doc Dogs, blah, blah, blah? And she said, well, normally, you know, we get hundreds of thousands of video submissions. And I said, well, what can we do to, you know, circumvent that? She says, if you can give the winner of the Iron Dog, Top Iron Dog on Saturday night, which we're putting under the feature, you've been there, you see the spotlight, they can directly submit a video to my attention directly, surpass all the vetting, surpass all the screening. So a video of our Top Iron Dog is going to get considered by the casting director for AGT directly, which is a pretty cool thing. And I think that's going to be fun to see those Iron Dogs battle out for that. The top six dogs on Saturday night with all the lights and the bells and the whistles, because we make a big show of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. That's, you know, that's another thing, too, while we're talking about all the things that have been going on lately. Besides Worlds, you guys just recognized new breed.
The Bully Breeds, that was a big discussion, and you know, it's pretty cool. I think that, you know, we pride ourselves on being a zero discrimination program. Did your dog just fart?
My dog farted.
Oh my God.
I got her butt right in front of me.
We are dog BK, you're not even laughing, you're just breathing.
Or lack thereof.
Oh my God, take a break.
Holy smokes, Cam, you should.
All right, this is time for a break. We got to take a break. Cammy.
Oof. Okay, we've vented the room somewhat. We were talking about the Bully Breed. So
what
cool.
Do you, what do you feed your dog, by the way? Because that's very bad.
Some really weird stuff. I have watched these dogs, and...
You need to adjust their diet. That's all I have to say, because that just about made me gag. All right, go back to the Bully Breed. All seriousness.
Yeah. Yeah, so new recognition, that's fantastic. I think that's as we all know, that's a breed once again, and everybody knows this, that's intelligent in Doc Dogs. There are no bad dogs, just bad dog owners.
Well, that's where I was going with it. We're a zero discrimination program, and that's something that, you know, for me highlights the opportunity. You know, again, unfortunately, from time to time, we're forced to, to obey or conform to state, federal, or municipal laws.
Right.
Whenever we can, we will always welcome any breed, any mix, any person, any size, anywhere. And it doesn't matter if you're 7 years old or you're 77 years old. Anything, it's all welcome. And that's what makes us different than anything else.
Yeah, and that's the way it's always been. And that's so awesome of Doc Dogs.
It's going to be cool to see who's recognized as the first Bully Breed recipient in terms of the rankings this year. I'm excited about it, so we're going to unveil that. And I think she's already accepted. I might not have asked her, but we're going to have Ashley Rogers, who you know is on the Rules Committee and President. We're going to have her and Mike Chasen, both big on the Bully Breeds, present that award to the winner this year. And hopefully they're present or they'll be on site and at the gala to receive it.
That is awesome. So cool. Excited about that. Excited about the Hero Dog Parade.
Yeah, you know, I think we have to give credit where credit's due. Sue Barnes has been a big advocate for the Hero Dog program.
Yes.
And while we've seen the numbers go from 2 to 3 to 20 to 30, I think we're around 10 or 11 active hero dogs still, and it's a tough one. You know, these dogs get up over 12 years of age. It's a tough one to keep them participating, keep them active in the sport. And, you know, while we don't have the opportunity to recognize them every way possible, the fact that we're going to include them in the Saturday night feature Under the Lights, and this will be something we do every year at Worlds, we'll have a hero dog parade for any of those dogs that can make it to Worlds, are able to parade out with their handlers. We're going to recognize them and give them, you know, the acknowledgement that they deserve. Because, to be honest with you, as much as the youth or the future of the sport, these guys are the history of the sport. And some of these dogs have been around for a long time, and, yep, you know, them and their handlers need to be recognized.
Well, and again, with Doc Dogs turning 15, some of these dogs, there's a couple of them that practically all of their life have been in Doc Dogs, you know, from the time they were pups just about. So that's a fantastic tribute to those. A wonderful job there. I applaud you for that.
Yeah, you're going to, listen, if you're coming, you want to be there Thursday night, regardless if you can make it or not. Friday night will be a great show for you if you can come to the gala. But Saturday and Saturday night are all about, you know, the competition aspect. So it's pretty cool. And then Sunday we have finals too.
Right.
It's definitely a weekend full of activity. It's chock full.
It's a busy weekend. Plan a day off after your return or something like that. People are going to need that to catch up on their sleep just from having so much fun. But hey, you know, what a terrible thing. I didn't get any sleep because I was too busy having fun, you know.
Well, it's funny. I was talking to a gentleman, I don't know, probably last week, and he was debating whether he should come or not to World Championships. And, you know, for me, it's always been the dog. I always say, ask your dog.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee if the dog can speak, it's going to say, it doesn't matter, I want to jump off a dog. And the memories you make.
Yep.
And I mean, I've been caught myself driving home laughing to myself in the truck driving back from Worlds because of some of the things. And, you know, it's all in fun. It's all in good humor. But
yeah,
the shenanigans that go on and the competition, the tears, the emotions, the ups and downs. You know what? It's one time a year.
Yep. Friends rooting for friends. Friends rooting for direct competitors. People who could knock them out, they still root for them. And, you know, some of your Facebook friends who, you know, maybe you didn't even meet them in person. Well, here, you know, a lot of people finally meet for the first time at Worlds. You know, they've been Facebook friends for a year. You know, oh my gosh, you know, finally meeting you in person. And
that
other ones.
That happened a lot last year, too.
Did it? Yeah.
People who were talking.
I had people ask me, do you know who this person is? And I say, oh yeah, it's that guy over there. And they finally got to meet their Facebook friend.
We need to do like a My Name Is name tag on everybody. And
sometimes,
and,
yeah.
Like, dogs go up and sniff each other's butts, so we'll just put them on their breasts and on their chests, and we'll go up and look at each other's chests all the time and say, my name is, I know you from Facebook.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, and a lot of people are putting together the trading cards, of course. That's been a tradition for the
that
autographs
so
and everything.
Cool.
Yes. And some of them are pretty fancy, pretty neat, and dare I say, some of them have some pretty nice pictures, too.
Where do they get those from?
All over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, I mean,
you should do a trading card. Like, I know you don't have a dog or anything, but you should do a trading card.
BK
like,
should?
BK, IT guy. And then you could just hand it out.
I don't know if that's a good idea, because I turn it over for my answer. I can't imagine what it's going to say there.
He likes to fly under the radar. A lot of people don't know.
He does. Where are you going to be hiding in Dubuque? If you told
I don't
us
think it's a hiding place if I tell you where I'm at.
Pretty much, right, yeah. That's what it comes down to. I have a feeling you're going to be all over everywhere and anywhere, as will Grant, I'm sure.
Yeah. We're bringing full staff this year. We've got, I think, total 18 staff coming to run the program this year.
Awesome.
No, sorry, 23 with the office staff that are doing the administration and early bird memberships. That's a question, by the way. I don't know if people have asked. You will be able to buy early bird memberships at a very significant discounted price for other people. So bring your cash and your credit cards, because I know people like saving all that money.
Yes.
And that'll be from the time we open until Sunday night. When we close, then you're putting a regular early bird special, which is not as big a discount, but online.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah, that'll be your first opportunity. Will be Monday following Worlds to purchase online.
If you weren't at Worlds. Yeah.
Yes.
And then come December 31st or January 1st, it'll be regular. So we're excited about it.
Cool. Awesome.
What else happened, Jim, at Worlds? I'm forgetting.
There's so much going on. It's just...
The car deal. Everybody does their windows, remember? When they're driving down the highway, take a picture of your car going down the highway.
A lot of people do. There was a contest a couple years ago. There's no contest this year, but that was a... It was a cool thing, decorating your car windows with, you know, on my way to Dubuque or bust, or whatever you might want to put on there. Yeah, that was, and it's cool, too, because if you're going down the highway, and you're all of a sudden, you're coming up on this car, it's got writing on the window, you're like, is that another Doc Dog, or is it? You know, you don't even realize, and then, hey, you know, maybe you hook up, you finish the rest of the trip together.
I think it's just, listen, overall, it's going to be an awesome thing. We're transitioning out of 14, wrapping it up with the world, the gala, all the stuff that's going on, moving into 15, new rules, not a lot of new rules, but some significant rule changes coming out. And listen, with the new software, the new MyDocDogs, I mean, we're going to announce the regional championship program at Worlds this year. We're just finalizing some last-minute dates. I think there's a big announcement there that we're going to make at Worlds.
Exciting.
Again at the gala. So there's some pretty, anything I'm missing that some big announcements? There's lots being talked about.
There's so much going on.
There's lots of big things, but I like to keep some secrets, so I'll refrain.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate your time, especially this super busy time of year. I was fortunate enough we were able to get all together here. One other thing?
Did you see the post today on Facebook?
No.
About the going from the 3-tier to 4-tier finals?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Another sneak peek.
I forgot about that, too.
Another sneak peek. You can look for things like that. By the way, the rules will be posted the week right after Worlds for 15. We got them all done already. They're just being reviewed right now by the committee.
And Speed Retrieve.
Speed Retrieve got a new division. That's
right.
Awesome.
Holy.
That finally has a name.
There's so much going on. Yeah, Nitro.
Yeah, Nitro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. It's amazing.
Let me say this. For 2015, when we wrap up Worlds, I'm sure we'll have another Radio Doc Dogs powwow. I'm sure there'll be some big YouTube video promotions out there after the fact. But I will say this. For 2015, it's going to be a banner year. I mean, just with all the new implementations and software, all the backup that we've got going on behind the scenes to make these events bigger and better. There's a brand new discipline being unveiled at World Championships on Saturday night.
Yeah.
People aren't even aware of that yet.
That too.
So that's happening, and that's going to roll into our regional championships. There is so much going on for 2015, and you know what? There's been a few naysayers out there. I mean, and I appreciate them. Sometimes they're not so constructive about their criticism. They just like the power of the keyboard and make the whining sound. But fact of the matter is, hopefully they understand we've all been hard at work behind the scenes for their benefit, and they, you know, turn over a new leaf and come out and enjoy it.
Well, and you're going to be still hard at work for the foreseeable future, getting all these things coordinated and put together, that's for sure.
Listen, this 4-tier finals gives everybody a chance to make it into the finals now, and it's a great opportunity. New Speed Retrieve division. There's some big things happening with this new discipline. I'm telling you right now, 2015 is going to be a year of reckoning for Doc Dog. It's huge.
And you know, and you have said the same thing, and I'm not trying to make this sound bad, past couple years we've been talking between Doc Dogs TV, Radio Doc Dogs. The thing is, it comes to fruition every year. Every year it gets turned up again. And so it's not like he's just saying that, folks. I'm telling you right now. That's not what's been happening. If you look at the history, and if you're at the gala, you'll see the history. Over just the past 3 or 4 years, how much Doc Dogs has grown and been turned up in just that short a time, it's amazing.
Well, I was talking the other night with the vice president of Wisconsin Doc Dogs, Ben Probson. Mm-hmm. He came to Rules this year. Never been to Rules Committee meeting before. And he was just amazed at the different level and of how we operate Doc Dogs.
Ben's been around a long time.
He's been around a long,
right,
long time.
Right.
And he's played the game a lot in a lot of different places. And he was saying to me, he says, you know, every year you tell us, Grant, we're going to do this and you're going to do that and Doc Dogs this and Doc Dogs that. And you know what? I kicked myself in the butt, he said, because I never believe you. I always doubt you. And then you always deliver. And I got to tell you, it's not me. It's the rules committee. It's the management team. It's the sponsorship. It's the venues. It all comes together. It's a huge effort. And, you know, it's nice to hear guys like Ben recognize that. And,
yeah,
you know, like I said, for me, my personal goal as an individual is to have people recognize what 2015 was all about. Everybody coming. We've got people that have come and gone from Doc Dogs that are coming back to Doc Dogs just for debut, just to see it and
That's
feel it
great.
And be a part of it. You know, and all indifference is set aside. Like we've said this before. Anybody and everybody's welcome, and we hope you're a part of it.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, great. Thanks, BK. Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Jennifer. And
thanks, Cam.
And thanks, Cam, yeah, for clearing the room and the break we needed. All right, thank you guys very much. Appreciate you coming by.
Radio Doc Dogs. Radio Doc Dogs. Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, that's it, folks. That's how it went down. I hope you enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun talking with those guys. And once again, it was all impromptu and lots of good information. So once again, affiliate clubs, you need to share this episode down because there's good details in here about Worlds and what's happening for the rest of the year into 2015 with Doc Dogs. That's it. I'm going to get out of here. I got to get my car packed and get things all wrapped up, ready for Dubuque. So excited. It's going to be a fantastic trip. There will not be a Radio Doc Dogs next Wednesday simply because
you're all going to be in Dubuque for the most part. But we'll follow up after that with some great interviews from Worlds. And whatever you're doing, and especially at Worlds, I hope you have fun. Jump big, and I will see you in the lobby.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2014.
Radio Doc Dogs.